giving developers something cool. Let's talk HoloLens. Dev kits start shipping today. I saw a lot of buzz about one developer, 8Ninths. They created a proof of concept app for Citibank. We have some video of that. It makes a really compelling case for mixed reality as a tool, not a toy. It's a multi-display workspace with a virtual reality sort of almost Edward Tufte-like data display above the open space on the desk, where a trader is pulling information out and really manipulating that both with gesture and with HoloLens. What do you think? Did this do it for the crowd?
So the way Microsoft has been pitching HoloLens ever since its inception is that it is an enterprise-first product. They kind of did a disservice to themselves when they showed off a bunch of games. But what they have been saying for a while is that we need to get this into the enterprise world for a couple reasons. One, the dev kits, as you know, are $3,000. That is not cheap. So what they're doing here is trying to show alternative use cases other than, I don't know, you're building a house and here's a different look from an architectural view. To be honest, I don't really know if this was the best demo that they could have done, because the financial trader is a different kind of beast, right? You know, they just spend on timing is very important to them. So any sort of latency with this stuff, there's generally a lot of emotions in trading, and the HoloLens isn't typically thought of as robust hardware that can be thrown across the room. But I think they were just trying at this particular instance to say, hey, here's an alternative use case. They also know that these financial industries are looking for any sort of advantage that they can get. We all know timing, but if they can find different ways of making their employees have more screens, be more productive, then they want to show that off. And I think this was just one idea where they wanted to get out of the manufacturing sector and say, okay, here's something else you can do, but I don't really know if this was like the piece de resistance for HoloLens.
Leo turned me onto this show called Billions, all about hedge fund traders. And I am sure now that this is going to end up on next season's, an episode next season where some trader has HoloLens on.